Seinfeld star Jason Alexander, I slept with a sense of ease and hope after Biden address. By Hannah Blow on March 12, 2021. Some 20 million Americans received unemployment benefits last month and another 10 million remain unemployed. But actor Jason Alexander is sleeping better these days. The Seinfeld star was relieved following President Joe Biden's primetime address on Thursday, telling his hundreds of thousands of Twitter followers he slept with a sense of ease and hope that he had not known during Donald Trump's presidency. Last night I slept with a sense of ease and hope that I have not known for four solid years. The ex-POTUS spoke to the nation of sadness. Hard work, good work and promise, Jason Alexander told his nearly 628,000 Twitter followers, describing Biden as honest, heartfelt, and real. He was quiet and strong and selfless. What a damn difference, he continued, adding a joyful emoji. Alexander was not alone in his unadulterated adoration of Biden's address. Hollywood celebrities fawned over Biden after he delivered his speech, which marked the one-year anniversary of the Chinese coronavirus pandemic. Thank God we have a real president, director Rob Reiner remarked. It makes you cry. Congratulations, President Biden, you're doing an amazing job. Bless you, Cher gushed. While Biden attempted to send a message of hope during his address, stating that it is never a good bet to bet against the American people, he warned that officials may have to reinstate restrictions to get back on track if trends change and Americans fail to follow public health guidance. Put trust and faith in our government to fulfill its most important function, which is protecting the American people, Biden continued, urging Americans to also place their faith in Dr. Anthony Fauci, who 1 year ago said people should not be walking around without masks. Now, he appears to support double masking. Notably, Biden did not mention China or Operation Warp Speed during his address. Like many of his left-wing counterparts, Alexander remained a consistent critic of Trump throughout his presidency. In December 2019, the award-winning actor placed Trump on his list of hashtag Gang of Putin op assets. And last year, he described the former president as the most despicable man to ever inhabit the Oval Office.